Good evening. Agutavach. We'll start with Tehillim Kuflamet. Shiramalois, Mimamakim Krosicho Adonoi, Adonoi Shimo Vekoili, Tienos Necho Kashuvois Vekoil Tachanunoi, Imavoinois Tishmoyo, Adonoi Miyamoi. Ki imecho haselicho leman tivorei. Kivisi adonoi kiveso nafshi. Falidvoroi hoicholti. Nafshi la adonoi bishoimerim la boiker. Shoimerim la boiker. Yachein Yisrael el adonoi. Kim adonoi achesed vaharbe imoi fedu. Who if there's Israel, Mikoel Avoinoi Sohof. Yerotze Milipne Ovinu Shebashomayim, Rachem Oleinu Varpletoseinu, Vlimnoi Amashchis Umageifo, Me Oleinu, Meal Kol Amoy Beis Israel, Vnoi Maromein. Dear friends, we want this evening to concentrate on two Mishnas of last Shabbos, Perek Hei of Ovis. And that in light of the nearing Chag Matan Toraseinu of Chag Shavuos. First, I want to bring in a Hagdoma Ramban, and Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Bereishis. Chazal say, Shita al Feshnin Hava Alma. The world is meant to last for 6,000 years. The world as we know it now. Shne Alofim Toyu. 2,000 of the 6,000. The first 2,000 is Toyu. 2,000 years of void, of confusion. Shne Alofim Toyro. 2 millennia of Torah. And then the last one is 2 millennia of Yemot HaMoshiach. However, says Chazal, Bavonesenu, because of our sins, the years have passed without Moshiach. So the first 2,000 called Shnei Alofim Toyu, of confusion, of emptiness, of void. And the second 2,000, the other 2 millennia, are considered the 2 millennia of Torah. What makes the difference between the 2 millennia of Toyo of Void and the 2 millennia of Torah? The Ramban on the Posuk, Asher bo elikim la'asos, ki voishovas mikol melachtoi, Asher bo elikim la'asos, he says in one of the Pshotim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Boro, the 6 days, lasois, to hint for the future development of the 6,000 years. Every single day of the creation will present 1 millennia, 1,000 years. Ki elef shonen benecho ki yoyim esmoil. 1,000 years is for Rabbi Nishonen like 1 day. So every day represents a year, 1,000 years. The Ramban starts to explain the first day light was created. That's the millennia of Adam Rishon, who was considered the light of the world since he recognized the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he says might be that Avodah Zorah didn't start as long as Adam Rishon was alive. The second millennia is represented by the second day, where the Torah says, Yehi Rokia, let there be a firmament, and the Yemavdil, and separate between water and water. Says the Ramban, that refers to the millennia of Noach, Sheboyu Muvdolim Noach Ubono Vatzadikim, that Noach and his children, the Rafadikim, were separated min Roshoim Shinidoinu B'mayim, from the Roshoim that were punished with water, the Me'amabul. to the second millennia is a millennia of separation. Separation like the day was, the second day, v'imavdil b'inayim l'moyim, to separate between water and water. For the second millennia was a millennia of separation between Noach and his children and the entire generation who were Roshoim. His Noach and his children were saved, and the entire generation was destroyed and disappeared. These are the Shnei Alofim Toyu, well understood. Void, or the Marishu is Oiro Shel Oilom, and Noach and his children were separated from the old generations, from the Roshoim. It's called Shnei Alofim Toyu. Now comes the third day. The third day is Niris Hayaboshe Vatzmicha Vosaperes. On the third day, the dry land became visible, and it sprouted forth vegetation and produced fruit. That is the third millennia that starts with Avraham Avinu. What's special about Avraham Avinu? That he started to call out in the name of Hashem. Tzomach tzemach tzadik, says the Ramban. And was a spiritual growth of the righteous man of Avraham Avinu. And he sprouted forth, he produced fruit. Ki Moshe Chabim Lodas as Hashem. He attracted many people to know Hashem, like Chazal Darshan, as Anevish, as also Bechoron. And besides that, the Tzivu, as Bezev, as Bon of Achov, the Shomru, as Dech Hashem, Lassu Stukho Mishpat. He commanded his household and his children after him that they keep the way of Hashem, act them with Stukho, with righteousness, and with Mishpat, with justice. Volo Inyan, and this developed, this approach from Avraham Avinu developed It continued till Avraham Avinu's descendants received the Torah at Sinai. So the Shnei Alofim Torah starts with vegetation, with fruit. That's represented by Avraham Avinu. And that developed till Klal Yisrael reached Sinai. We don't speak about separation, even definitely. What is Lech Lecho if not separation? Lech Lecho, leave your land, leave the place where you were born. All separation. That was not what was special about Avraham Avinu. Separation, that was Noach's attribute. What was special of Avraham Avinu is Oshucha Likra B'Shem Hashem. He called out loud the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he made the world recognize of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he made the world understand Moshe Chabim Ledas Hashem attracted many to know Hashem. To bring Hashem down in this world and to send his children, to send a message and an education after him that they keep the way acting with Stokoh Mishpat. That's not only separation. That's more than separation than Havdalah. So definitely, Havdalah is a great thing, no doubt about that. To separate from the ways that honor that are wrong, to separate from Roshoim is a great thing. That's definitely the base. Without that, nothing happens. But Shnei Alofim Torah doesn't start there. Shnei Alofim Torah, the two millennia of Torah, that means the third and the fourth day, start Dafka to bring in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, in the consciousness of the people and in the daily life. That is, Moshe Chabim Lodas Es Hashem, to influence others. Have a look, Avraham Avinu was mispalel for Stoim for Roshoim, not separating at all. To be mispalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save the Roshoim. They should be able to recognize him, a part of his Avodah. The Roshoim should improve their wills and recognize him. Noach, we don't find that Noach did that. Noach separated. Avraham Avinu entered the Rabbein Shalom in this world. That is a beginning of the approach of Torah. Built on the separation of Noach. Lech Lecho is a separation. But not that alone was Avraham Avinu. It was a separation, and later out of this separation, out of being special, He built, he elevated something. He brought down the Shechina here in this world. Ovos Helim HaMerkova, say Chazal. The Ovos are considered the chariots of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever they go, they bring in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha, the Shem Shomayim, they bring in wherever they go. With this introduction, we will understand the difference of Lashonos, of expression of the Mishnas in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Hei. Asoro Doros Minoyach Vad Avroam, says the Mishnah. Perek Hei Mishnah Beis, 10 generations from Noach till Avroam. Loidia kechapayim kamechapayim lefonof. Kamechapayim lefonof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much patience HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Kaviyochel. Shekol Adoichu Zoy Machisim Uboim, all the generations made HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, Kaviyochel. Wachebo Avrom Vekibel Olofschakulam. Till Avrom came and took himself, he got the reward for all of the others. That's in opposition to what is mentioned in the first Mishnah. 10 generations from Adam till Noach, to let us know how many patience HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Kaviyochu, that all those generations angered Hashem, Hashevi Alem Es Me'am Abul, till HaKadosh brought upon them the waters of the flood. So the message of Noach is that he was saved, but the world was destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited and waited. He had patience, but at the end they were destroyed. Maybe Me'am Abul. Avraham Avinu, he didn't bring Me'am Abul. Even the generation did not behave. Because Avraham Avinu made up for whatever they missed, Avraham Avinu made up. Atshebo Avraham v'kibel olav shakulam. Avraham got all their reward. The reward that was meant to be for them. If they would have behaved like one has what it has to be, Avraham Avinu took it over. He got it. What is the difference? The difference is that Noach had the approach of Lahavdil, to separate. What happens this generation might happen. What happened will happen. He should be separated. He should be different. It's definitely a tzitkas. It's not easy to separate. But he was not able to save his generation. With separation, you will be saved. But to enter the Rabbeinu Shalom's name in the consciousness of the world, that wouldn't happen. Avraham Avinu, in the opposite, like the Ramban says, Avraham Avinu brought up fruit and vegetation. To everything that was missed by the previous generation, Avraham Avinu made up for that. That's what he was able to save the world. From all the 10 generations of negativity, he was able to fix that. And not only was able to save the world, he got the reward from all of them, that all of them, what is meant to be for them, if they would have behaved, he got his reward. Have a look what the Rabbeinu Yoyne says. Avraham Avinu milo kala chesroinus. Everything that was missing, he made up for it. Voso toivo keneget kol ra'osam. Whatever they did wrong, he fixed, he made toivo. Memele vitzilo min aporonos, with that he saved them from punishment. Now says the Rabbeinu Yoni, adds, what's so special about Avraham Avinu? V'zeu shenemar eslasas la'ashem hefero terosecho. It's a time to make, to do for Hashem, at a time that others weaken the Torah, you have to go and to do for Hashem, to strengthen, to be mechazik. That was why Avraham Avinu, because they weakened the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weakened the presence of the consciousness of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Avraham Avinu made up for that. When Efero Terosecho, you see others that are weak, Eslasas Lashem, it's for you the time to do, to be strong. That's not separating only. That is to take over a duty of bringing Kedusha in this world, or bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. That's what Torah is all about. That's how Shnei Alofim Torah start. Not only to separate. Definitely without separation it doesn't happen. Avada to separate, but not only. After the separation, to try to influence. What is more to influence to be mispower for Sdoim. Sdoim so far away from Avraham Avinu's approach of Chesed, the opposite. To his Chesed, let the people recognize that Kodesh Bochus Chasodim, like we know from Chazal, he offered food to people and told them later to bench, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have always to pay when you go somewhere. To pay back by thanking. That's the way how he made the consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu enter the people. They would realize what's going on. So he fell with Torah Secho, because it's a weak time, a time where people weaken the Torah. It's Lazos Lashem, you be strong. Like Chazal says in Rabbein Yoim, when you see a generation that neglects from Torah, Asoigbo, you make double effort. Asoigbo, you will make up for them. You will make reward for all of the others. That is the difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu. Noach belongs still to Toyo. A generation of confusion, a millennium of confusion. Separating alone is not Torah. Separating and then the positive, building, caring for Hashem, being in Kiddush Shem Shomayim, to expand the name of Hashem in the world and to bring it over to the future generations, this message, till that was the first development they brought to Mamet Har Sinai. That is regarding Yechidim, individuals, Noach Ish Tzadik, and Avraham Avinu. Let's go now the next step. As a nation, Klal Yisrael as a nation, I found a great chidushim Rishonim in Mishnah Novos. Asoro Nisim Nasula Besene Bemitzrayim. 10 wonders were made to Avosenu, to our ancestors, were performed for our ancestors in Mitzrayim. Asoro Layam and 10 miracles on the Yamsuf. And then the Mishnah says, Eser Makas Hivya Kodesh Boch Ala Mitzrim in Mitzrayim. 10 plagues HaKodesh Boch Hu brought on the Mitzrim in Mitzrayim. Be'ezer alayom and 10 plagues at the sea. So what were these 10 nisim that avisnatzul avisenu b'mitzrayim that were performed for our overs in Mitzrayim? We see in the Torah, we see only 10 makas. We don't see 10 nisim that were performed for the overs in Mitzrayim. So almost all Rishonim learn that the 10 nisim that were made for the overs in Mitzrayim is that the ten makas did not affect them. There was a separation between Yisrael and the Mitzrim regarding all the makas. And some of them, almost all of them, is mentioned in the Psukim. The Torah says, by Dom, v'leyochdu mitzlochum Yisrael lishtes minayor. The Mitzrim couldn't drink from the river. It sounds the Yehudim were able to drink from the river. Only the Mitzrim were affected. Regarding Sephardim, Ubo bebeisecho b'chadar mishkavcho, they will enter your house and your bedroom. Your house, your bedroom. Not for Israel. Be'orayv, the wild animals, v'flesi b'yoyim ha'u ezer ha'zgoish and Zakosh Boha will separate. By Dever is mentioned, mimikne b'nei Yisrael ha'meis echot. By Shechin, the Mishchin was b'chartumim b'chol Mitzrayim only. By Borot, the hail is the Eretz Goshen Asher Shom B'nei Yisrael Lohoyo Borot. And so on, all the Psukim. By Kinim, says the Rambam, and other Rishonim, it's not mentioned before in the Torah, but it was a Kabbalah in Chazal that the Kinim did not affect the B'nei Yisrael. That means the Nisim that were made for Yisrael and Mitzrayim were Nisim of separation. It affected the Mitzrayim and not them. Not more than that. And that was the Nis. Because this makkah naturally should affect everybody, all the inhabitants of Mitzrayim. The nisim of Mitzrayim were nisim of separation. When it comes to Asora Alayom, which were the 10 miracles that happened to Bnei Yisrael on the sea? The Meiri says, We could have said, since on the sea there were also 10 markers, they were saved from the 10 markers, from the Mitzrim. So there's an aberration, how deep they fell into the sea and up again, and they were mixed, like in a pot, and whatever happened, all the 10 things, 10 markers. And Klal Yisrael were saved of all the 10. The Meir himself says, however, in Chazal is mentioned 10 different Nisim. Specific Nisim that happened specifically for Klal Yisrael, not as being separated from Mitzrim. Not they were saved from the Mitzrim, from the Makkas of the Mitzrim, like in Mitzrayim. No, but Yam Suf was different. So there's an entire enumeration, yes, entire cheshbon here. What was the ten? What were the ten Nisim that Klal Yisrael had? Let's say that the ground under their feet hardened and dried. It was not muddy. And the ground hardened into brick-like miniforms, like bricks, rather than to a solid mass. Klal Yisrael shouldn't be afraid. That's a natural event, so it could melt again. You see, like the bricks. Bricks, they're working on a regular floor, yes. Like on a regular floor, they saw that's an ace. And then there were 12 separate tunnels for every shaved one. That the walls of the tunnels were like glass, transparent. They could see each other to feel more secure. That sweet drinking water trickled out of the walls. They were able to drink. Specific Nisim for Klal Yisrael. Forget about the separation from Mitzrayim. Forget about that they were saved and the other one fell into the Yam. There was specific Nisim for Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. What happened here? What happened here? I will tell you what the Pshat is here. The strength, what was the problem of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim? And why did Klal Yisrael deserve altogether to be redeemed from Mitzrayim? It's because of the separation. Chazal say, Leshinu es Shemom, they didn't change their names. Leshinu es Leshoinom, they didn't change the language. Leshinu es Malbushom, they didn't change the way of dressing. They were separated from Mitzrayim. So the nays that happened to them, that when the Makkas were brought to Mitzrayim, they were separate from these Makkas. They were not a part of these Makkas. That is the nays of the first day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what paved the way to it, a separation. To get separated, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps with the separation. That's what you showed in Mitzrayim, this ability to separate, this willingness to separate. I help you in that, and I make you Nisim in this way. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim, the first day of Yom Tov, now starts a preparation to be an elevated nation. Not only a nation of Noach to be separated. A nation of Avraham Avinu, Leman Yitzaves, Bonaves, Base of Achov. A nation that brings down Klalius, the Rabboini Shalom, the consciousness of the Rabboini Shalom, and the Shechina into this world. That's a different thing. That's a different godless, a different elevation. For this elevation, Klal Yisrael, that was they prepared for that. They were zoicha to specific nisim to show and should be aware of the godless they're preparing to. It's not only a separation, shinu shemam, shinu l'shoinam, shinu malbusham, not like the goyim. It's a separation like the posuk says. The posuk v'yisem li kedoshim. You should be holy for me. Ki kodesh ani Hashem. Since I am holy, Hashem. For avdi leschem inu avim. I will set you apart from the other nations. Leo isli. To be mine, to belong to me. That's not only a separation not to be with the others, not to be like the others. It's a separation of elevation. Mamleches kranim v'goy kodesh. To enter the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into this world through kiyum ha-mitzvos behidur and b'shleimus. Through kiddush em shomayim. Through kirv rechoikim like Avraham Avinu. Through behavior of mamleches kranim v'goy kodesh. That is Torah. The first day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first day, is Nisim of separation, and Havdalah, not to be like the Mitzrayim. So Nisim, the Eser Mitzrayim of Mitzrayim, were Nisim of not to be affected by the plagues of Mitzrayim. The Nisim of the last days of the Shvi Shel Pesach is Nisim already towards the preparation of Matan Torah. Not only separation, but out of this separation, you are special entity, so you grow. Amoit after v'hachzegbo, you take over what the world missed, what the world did wrong, what the Mitzrayim did wrong, you make good again. You fix it. Mamleches Kohen v'Kodesh in opposition to the Mitzrayim. Not only to be separated, different from them, but to be elevated from them. That is the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim regarding a preparation for Kabbalah Satoira. I want to read to you a few lines that in Pachad Yitzchok of Yitzchok Hutner writes regarding these two separations. He says, the Havdalah, this separation, that Klal Yisrael didn't change their names, and their language, and their clothing, Ein Inyon Adoyma, it's not the same to the separation Minuamim from the nations that we were told to behave, we were told in Har Sinai when we got the covenant and Torah Mitzvahs. He says, there's a separation that creates specialty, specialness. And there is a specialness that brings to an additional separation. The separation that creates specialness, it was Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim. They felt special. They separated from Mitzrayim. They didn't change their behavior. Shumam l'shoinam al busham. After they were special, they felt separated. Now comes the second level. V'avdi leschem inu amim. I will separate you. But not in the same way as you were till now. Leo is Li, to belong to me, to be connected to Kedusha, to be connected to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. That's a different behavior. So it's not enough. When we prepare for Torah, it's not enough to be different from the nations. Nations have to recognize on us that we are the Am Hashem, that we are elevated, we live in a different element, and we are ready to bring down the Rabbeinu Shel Olam here in this world till everybody will recognize the God of Hashem, will recognize His name, and will sanctify His name. That's our duty, and not to be ashamed of that. We don't have to be ashamed to daven Hashem and Esru when a guy looks. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to search for it to make it openly in the street. When it happens, it happens. We don't have to shorten the Shomer Nesser because of that. We don't have to be ashamed from any mitzvahs. As long we are Mekadoshim Shomayim through it, as long one recognizes the Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, that is the message of the Torah. Not a postal separation, we are different, but we have a separation built on that, that we are more elevated. For Avdil Eschem Minu Amim Lio Isli. That is the message of Avraham Avinu. This separation, this Kabbalah Satera starts with Avraham Avinu. Not enough, Shin Hivdulu. Noach was saved and the generation was destroyed. Avraham Avinu made every effort to save the world, to bring the world to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring down the Kedusha in this world, that all the nations, and we see how the nations recognize Avraham Avinu. Nesia Lekim Ato Besreichenu, they said to him. But Noach, we don't find such words. Noach was a tzaddik, but not Avraham Avinu's level. When people dealt with Avraham Avinu, they dealt with the one who represents the Rabbeinu Shel Olam here on earth. They recognized the Elokei Avraham when they dealt with Avraham Avinu. That's what we are standing for. That's what we are preparing for Kabbalah Satoira. Not only to be separated, like in Mitzrayim, but like the last days, to be, when we come, when we deal with the world,
מלפני אודוין חולי אורץ מלפני אלקה יעקב. The world trembles for the master. It trembles for the Lekai that represented Tzotzur Yaakov Avinu. That's why the river escaped. That's why the hills and the mountains trembled. Because with Klal Yisrael, the Rabbein Shalom entered this world. That is the message of Torah. Have a good evening. We should wait another 6-7 minutes to daven Maariv and not to forget Sfiras Soeva. Kol Tov.